Good morning. Today is Sunday, June 28th, 2020. You're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. I have Alan Crutcher waiting to come on here in a few minutes, but I needed to tell you something that's very vital for you. Warning, intruder alert type stuff, or whatever, Amber Alert. You all are going to die. Yes, that's what they tell me again. The return of the corona. How is that put? We're all going to die again. Yes, we're all going to die again, just like we died last time from the coronavirus. So hold on to your hats and jump into your house again. And, well, I guess I'm suggesting you should get underneath your, bed and maybe curl up with a pillow and a blanket over you and say, I'm not afraid of the big bad corona. I'm making light of something that some people feel is incredibly serious. I feel that they're serious fools, you know. And it keeps getting found. We did this whole thing last week in Texas again, right? Everett, Texas is going along. The people are getting their heads right, or at least forgetting that they're idiots, right? And they are idiots for wearing these masks, right? It's not necessarily for wearing a mask. Wearing a mask to defend yourself from something would be good, but wearing a mask doesn't defend you from the thing that you're really afraid of. And actually works backwards. Not doing the research on the masks is very deadly. And trusting your government is equally deadly. Actually, probably more deadly than that. I didn't want to go on to this kind of a, you know, rant this morning. But it's been months coming, man. We've been dealing with this for a while. And we've got this crazy man up in, you know, our version of the White House in Texas is, we call it the Pink Palace, right? Or at least some of us do. Sorry about my words this morning. But this guy, right? You know, roly-poly, I used to call him, you know, old Ironside. Crazy old Governor Abbott. He wants to trash the place while looking like he's doing something. And, you know, it gets a little bit tiring. We'll get into that a little bit more. We got some Alamo news. We want to talk about Frank. Frank passed away. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Frank in North Carolina, Frank Black. I want to talk a little bit about that. But let's bring Alan on. Let's see what's going on, what's in his head. What are you doing, Alan? Good morning.
I am here, Steve, and I can pretty much, I guess I need to be being paid some big bucks because I can stand up in front of the country and say you're all going to die unless they've got some kind of life extension stuff that they haven't told us about. I think we're all probably going to die at one point or another.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, it's the one thing that bonds humanity is death. But again, I argue with you on that one is the fact that the global elite or, you know, the powers that be and every rich person's dream is to cheat death, right? You know, there you go. They want to cheat death and they want to, you know, move on, right? Become the singularity, become the first entity that doesn't die.
The elixir of life.
Yeah. The fountain of youth. Yeah, exactly. But of course, it's been hard to get. Oh, shoot. I was just reading something last night about the lyrics in a song, right? Because I sometimes like to pick different songs, and I can't remember what the dang song was now, but it was talking about being rich and having the ability to postpone the looks of your body on aging, but you can't actually fix it. But if you have enough money, you can continue to look young. And, you know, well, I get that, right? I've seen Hollywood, and they all look young. It's like, wow, really? Madonna, you're 156 years old? Wow, that's crazy. Not a wrinkle on you. But whatever. I digress.
Yeah, but then you also have that a lot of so many people dying at the age of 27 thing out there too. Sell your soul and you can live great until 27.
Well, that's been around since like forever, right? Some people, and then we get into the more is that being done through I don't know, not illegal means. Right. Well, let's just take Jim Morrison as an example, and I didn't really want to go here, but hey, we're here, right? We might as well go down. Jim Morrison, as a musician, you know, great musician, but his dad was an admiral, and it's not, but his dad was an admiral in the Navy. It's kind of a strange place for Jim Morrison, right? And they said that he became all popular, and then he went poof, gone. Right. And was that part of a satanic ritual? I remember there's a lot written about Jim Morrison, his lyrics, his connections, his father's connections. You remember any of that stuff there, Alan?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of those really high profile stars, you know, rock pop stars and everything, did have somehow ties to with their parents and family to the military intelligence complex. Yeah, I did the exact particulars, man. They're all crammed up in my brain. Yeah, but they're there.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. It's all there. It's all stupid. Well, this week I had it's an interesting week. I was flattening the curve, to use a stupid analogy. God, I don't know if anybody's ever going to be able to use that term. I don't know if you ever want to hear it again after, you know, going through the corona. But I needed to disconnect from, well, hearing the babble coming from, well, everywhere. Maybe not everywhere. That's a good question. When you get the truth from somebody, it's kind of nice to see what the truth is. But they're going to hide the truth from you, and they're going to give you a bunch of white noise. And who are they? You figured that one out. Who owns the media? Okay, there you go. Follow that rabbit trail, or, well, look at republicbroadcasting.org. I decided to disconnect from, looking at things like the Drudge Report or the Mike Adams Special website, right? You know, Doom Galore, I think it's called. And, Google News, that's also, we select what you get to watch and we control your brain type Google stuff. But using them all together, you know, the Doom website, and it gives you a picture, but it's kind of unhealthy. And you have to have a lot of, you know, something to read all that nonsense. A lot of it is nonsense and opinion pieces. But anyways, I needed a disconnect. I did do a disconnect. But I found what I found in the past, that republicbroadcasting.org does a decent job, good job of limiting the amount of articles that are up there and keeping them good and relevant. And if the world ends, they're going to put it up there so I can log in and, you know, the world's going to be ending. Oh, God, really again? Oh, sorry, folks. We didn't die last weekend again. So, you know, we went and made it through another Mayan calendar end of the world scenario. You know, so here we go. But this week we're going to die from corona, right? Greg Abbott said that. You know, Alan, I have a neighbor that just moved out. And that was, 3 months ago they moved in. And they the neighbor was a bartender. And so when the corona hit, there's no work. Well, the only thing that they did were go to the rivers, and you float in tubes, and it's tubing time, and go hang out at the river and look like a lizard. You know, this week, Governor Abbott came out and personally attacked them, right? He went out and said, you can't go to the river, and the bar's closed. I'm going, that sucks for them. You know, all of a sudden, they take away the two things that are important to the person, and then I'm going, wow. Well, how you like your corona now? You know, we're just going COVID by COVID. And it's, I don't know.
You know, Steve, I had a funny little occurrence yesterday I heard about, you know, with the new COVID re-lockdown, you know, like you said, shutting down bars and you know, rafting on the river and everything. My brother was and his family were out, and I happened to be down, and I saw him on the road down here. I said, oh, yeah. They said, we just went to this place, you know, and had a, you know, had a great burger and, you know, had a beer and everything. I said, well, wait a minute. I thought they did a lockdown again. And they said, oh, well, these people are rather ingenious. They said they figured out a way to kind of slide past that. It's like you go and you order your food and you get your beer, and then you go outside and you go to this other little area that is roped and taped off, and it's his private property. And but you know, once you get your thing, your things, you can go over and you're invited onto this private property. So you can go over there and they're not breaking the laws or the, you know, ordinance or the, wow, the whatever you want to call it. You know, nothing that's really has any effect legally.
Yeah, you know, I've heard other little places, or I've heard at least one other story about being open when they're supposed to be closed. And that didn't happen during the first corona scare. You know, people just ran away and hid under their beds, right? You know, I'm corona. And this time it seems like everybody's not willing to participate. Well, it's too early for me to say not willing to participate. The day Roly-Poly came out and said, dear Texans, please stay home. I beg of thee, stay home and stay safe and get under your dang bed, because I'm the great Roly-Poly Greg Abbott. Right? Governor, I'm control. I'm in control. Watch me roll over that problem. I don't know. He doesn't say that. I make fun of him because, well, I don't have any faith in him. I don't have any faith in I would say my city government, but it's not. I live in the county. And the county government, I don't really know. I think that they're, I don't know. Well, probably.
What do we call them? The Pink Palace people, Steve?
Yeah.
The Triple P's.
I don't know. I guess I'm too wound up over that. Let's switch subjects, and then we can come back to this at some point. Yesterday on the alternate media with Farron, he had an entire show that was devoted to one of our callers here that had joined us. It's not our caller, right? You know, it's like Frank, right? Frank's been around since forever. And that's one common thing. How many years have you been listening to the Frank call into shows? I can at least remember back to the 2012, somewhere around there. But I don't know. What do you think, Alan?
Yeah, I can't recall the exact time. It was many years back that I started hearing him call in. And like I said, I've pretty much had an earbud in my ear for 24 hours a day for the past 10, 15 years. I almost like to think that, you know, everyone said yesterday, it was deserved, so take this in the right thing. But I think if Frank was here, he'd probably say, all right, enough butt kissing, my butt's getting sore. You know, we got other things to think about.
Exactly.
You know, let's move on totally, down the road. You know, we're here for a mission, you know,
totally,
and it's still got to go on, even though I'm gone.
Right.
And I'm not making light of what totally, I mean, because what I said yesterday, I felt, you know, and everyone else did too, you know. When callers disappear, I notice, you know, when Frank was gone, I noticed it. You know, when Murr disappeared for a couple of months there, I was like, you know, anyone heard from Murr Bailey? You know, I even heard Dave from Massachusetts. You know, he used to call into Jack McLamb's show all the time. I actually heard him call in the other day again. You know, when people kind of drop off, I do wonder about them.
Yeah, you know, I hear you too. But, you know, funerals is a really weird thing, right? You know, I went to a funeral of one of my in-laws, and it was fascinating that they, you know, I knew the guy, and I didn't want him to go or anything like that, but, you know, it was a hard life, and he left, and, you know, everybody was, it's weird how it was like, he's just such a wonderful guy. So dang wonderful. And I'm like, wow, did we know the same person, or are you hallucinating? Right. You know, I'd go, well, you know, he was a dick too. And I, you know, please don't put this on Frank, or at least from me, you know. But the truth is, you know, I'd received emails from different people, you know, complaining about Frank at one point, you know, because Frank would go off on lots of subjects and, you know, to have an opinion. And I loved that about him. He'd be able to argue. Some people didn't have such tough skin as to being able to, you know, let a person go down a rabbit trail. And, you know, Frank was not a god. He did not know everything. He was not God, you know, however you want to put it, but he was a good man. He called in. He was a person. And
he was looking for the truth, like the rest of us are. You know, we each kind of have our own little avenues, maybe that you know, our own approaches to it. And I, you know, did I agree with everything Frank did? Well, I'll be honest and say no, but that doesn't mean I disagreed with him either. You know, it's kind of one of those little catch 22 things.
Right, for sure. You know, while we were walking forward towards the show on Saturday, and it's a great two-hour show, by the way, folks. If you go over to republicbroadcasting.org, you can get it. He is blessed beyond blessed because, well, I haven't heard this happen before, right? Lots of people have passed away. You know, this year, one of the guys that I've known from over at Revolution Radio, Bobby Vicarious, he passed away, and I didn't hear a special on him. But that's okay. We don't all need a super special. You know, last year, Hawk over at Revolution Radio passed away. What did we do? I mean, people pass away, and he was special, and he was loved, and whatnot. But he was hated, too, is kind of my point. And I'm not saying that he should be hated. But the people that hate people and start throwing around names are kind of, well, funny, because there's a and detrimental to the cause, I would probably say. I was talking with Farron. And we were talking a little bit about the whole, you know, him going away. And he shared an email that somebody that, had a whole bunch of nasty things to say to Farron and about Frank, right? And I'm kind of like going, that's cute. It was from Brother Dippity-Doo, right? So Brother Dippity-Doo goes and sends this email and says, I hate Frank, rotten hell, burn in hell, you are hell, Farron, you're in hell. And, you know, Farron has been telling me all about his little trolls, you know, for the past, I don't know. He gets them, and they come in, and, you know, they yell at him and tell him they're going to kill him and things like that, and it's stupid and it's mean. And then the question ends up being, when these people that are trolls are sitting here telling you that they want to kill you or do something to you, are they real, right? Or are they paid shills? Are they people like you and I that have just had too much and then they got bad information? Because, you know, I've seen a lot of finger pointing towards Frank. You know, not a lot. I say a couple people have contacted me and said that Frank, you know, well, he didn't like so-and-so and he didn't like this and that. And, you know, that means that he definitely is a spy. Going, really? Definitely is a spy? Okay, gotcha. Barron's a spy too because he knew Frank. I'm like, oh God, really? You know, and I've been a spy, or I haven't been a spy, but I've had people say that I was a spy or an FBI guy. That's the music. Hang on, let me look. Yep. We'll talk about that when we get back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Thanks. Wake up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, before the break, I was talking about people calling people shills or plants or, no, whatever, you know, agent provocateurs, you know, they're co-opting the whole patriot community or whatever the heck we call it. You know, it's fascinating. When I first moved into Texas or Gillespie County, but there was a lot of people that believed that I was an infiltrator from the outside world, and that's like 10, 12 years ago when I moved here. And it was like, well, who is this guy? You know, is he a cop? He's a fed. He's here to, you know, disrupt this and find out who all the patriots are. No, I was just here. But I remember being
With that, Steve, because at our Ron Paul meetups, like you were the guy that would always come in, and you'd come in and you'd sit down and you'd flip open your laptop and you'd sit there and be typing on your laptop the whole time. While then, and every now and then you'd look up and you'd say something. I know I was going to say, who in the hell is this guy? Why is he on his computer typing the whole time we're here?
Yeah, and that's a different story because they, basically, Alan, if I were to explain that at all, in the universe that I came from called California, I'd be able to sit with my laptop and connect it to the internet. When somebody said something interesting, I'd pull up a search on that and then get a tab on it so I can follow something later. So then my focus is on what is going on, but it's also educating myself and having material for later and so forth. And also during that time, I was living off-grid. So whenever I got connected to the internet, it was very important to download pages and stuff like that so I can read while I'm offline when I got back to the farm. And but yeah, so everybody thought I was a shill for I don't know how long. So I can see that. So I'm not very quick to point fingers at people, even though I see patterns in people. And as we look at Frank, I say, wow, could I overlay this? Because I don't know Frank, right? I listen to him as a caller, right? I'm not living with him next door to him. And I'll listen to what he says. And yeah, he's a Zionist chill plant. Well, first of all, whenever somebody emails you and says something about your Zionist shell plant from the beak-a-doodle-doodle-doodle, right, you go, okay, well, you're loop-de-doo yourself. Shut up, right? You know, you are a sick person, whoever's emailing me. And so to make that accusation, you know, with all these, you know what I'm saying, Alan? You know, people that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I liked Frank. You know, it was interesting. He was angry. You know, we talked about that on the break. He was an angry person. But we've talked about anger before, haven't we, Alan? This world isn't the greatest place.
I think I might have been a little pissed off on our program every now and then. You know, it's if you look around, if you understand what's actually going on around, what's being done to us, you can't help do anything but be a little ticked off, or a lot ticked off, because you know it's not what most of us out here really want.
Definitely. So you know, I think that's about what I want to say about that, except for the fact that, you know, Frank, you will be missed. You know, be you a fictional Peanut character, which I don't think he is. Right? You know, I don't think that at all. But you will be missed. And hey, you've got a place in my heart, man, Frank. You know, take care.
And if I may, Steve, if I could give one last little small peck to his tush.
Sure.
I believe Frank would probably appreciate the irony and revulsion which I wrote this little piece and which I read it. I just came to, you know, he was talking about, you know, the destruction of our country and our society and everything. And I just kind of came up with my pledge of a grievance. A pledge of allegiance of the fags in the United States of America. And to the perversion for which they kneel. A nation under a God who is invisible with liberalism and just me for me. How about that one?
Just me for me. Yeah, I guess that's where we are. Maybe they're going to vote on modify. Oh, God, they don't vote anymore, right? They just put that into law. Okay. You know, Alan, you talked about something last week. It's a very big problem. The wussification of Texans, you know, that's a big problem. Wussification, wussies is what we called them back when I was growing up. Wussification being the people have turned into wussies. And I have an article here that's going to blow your mind. I don't know. Maybe it's not.
What is the new term we use now? Metrosexual. In the term metrosexual, basically, today.
Yeah.
They've made it sound all nice and fancy and something you want to be.
Here we go. Hold on. Oh, yeah, you can call into the show if you want to, 1-800-313-9443. Oh, we're not going to get into the wussification yet. You got time. We also have a chat room, republicoftexas.chattango.com. Hang on, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now. It's tooth and nail, and it's time for me to set
all right.
Sales. We agree.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. We were talking about the wussification. That means wussy, you know. I don't know what that meant when I was a kid. We just called people wussy that were like, well, chicken. He's chicken. He's a wussy. Okay. Wussification starts like this, or at least we point to it like this. On June 19th, the couple found an 8-legged unwelcome guest, which appeared to be bigger than the size of a human hand, crawling on the back of the patio door in their San Antonio home. I was terrified. My husband actually saw it before me because my back was turned towards the patio door, Thomas said. Well, it's girl, by the way. However, her biggest concern was her 12-week-old puppy. We could see him trying to sniff at it, and several times as it moved up the door. As soon as the spider reached the top of the door, Thomas and her husband ran outside and tried to capture it. So they were inside, and they saw a spider. She was tasked with finding something big enough to put the spider in, right? I've never been so nervous looking for Tupperware, Thomas said, adding that her husband was a real hero. He got a spider. He now says, he knew he had to catch it or else I would have made us move again. Whoa, there's a spider, so you have to move? That's great. After it was safely captured, the couple called the leasing officers to report the spider and request pest control. We want the spidey killers. The woman from the leasing office took the critter off their hands and later informed them that the spider has been released back into the wild. Her only wish, I pray, not near my apartment complex. Let somebody else have the, whatever. Sixth inch.
So this is like, this is just like a normal Texas tarantula then, and not like the Amazonian bird-catching spider, that's as big as a dinner plate?
I doubt it was even a tarantula. It was big, I guess, but they also used the words that they use, right? And this is the words they use, appeared to be bigger than the size of a human hand. That means that it was smaller than a human hand, because appeared has different connotations, right? And so when they lie to you for fluff pieces like this, they use those words to cover their butt, So it was a spider that somebody living in an apartment saw crawling on its outside window, and the dog looked at it, and that freaked them out, and they thought they were going to die. Oh, my God, Alan, weren't you just talking about that? It's like, and at the end, they take this spider and they give it to the authorities, the leasing office, and they say, well, don't worry, we've released it back into the wild, and somebody else will get to deal with it again the next time. It's like this catch and release, nonsense. There's a critter attacking your critters. What, you pick them up and then go find the neighbor you don't like and drop them off at their property? Is that how it's supposed to go?
All the neighbors out here. It's like they've got a coon or something like that coming up and harassing their pet cat or getting them the food on the back porch or something. They'll catch it in a live trap, and instead of dispatching the pest, which I'm sorry, that's what it is when it's on your back porch and it could threaten your cat and eat it if it wanted to. But they'll take it down the road a ways, and most of them don't realize that, if you only take it a mile down the road, that coon's going to find his way right back because he goes further than that, in a lot of nights. So maybe next time they'll take it 3 or 4 miles down the road, and then it'll be someone else's problem because it knows that, if there's a house around here, there's generally food or something on the back porch because people have pets. So, they pass the problem on.
Mm-hmm. It's because they don't want to think about, death. It's hard to get your head around it. Coming from
things that have to be done when you live in the country.
Well, there's a lot more death here in Texas than there is in, let's say, where I come from, San Francisco. That's like, I'm not used to seeing deer I wasn't used to seeing deer and armadillos and, raccoons and skunks and just everything on the side of the road. There's so much wildlife in Texas, and it just happens that way. And I don't know. If you're a vegan, I don't think that Texas is a place for you. You've got too many weird emotions. But I know there's vegans in Texas. I've met quite a few of them. I do think that they got something wrong in their head. Or at least an error.
Well, being a vegan in like where I used to live in the Arkansas River Valley around in Arkansas there, being a vegan could actually be a hazardous thing too, because I'm still loath around here, just reach down and grab a vine and start ripping them out, if you need to get them out of the way. Because in Arkansas, if you reached down and grabbed a vine, it was about 95% likely that there was going to be poison oak, poison ivy, or poison sumac or something mixed in there. And you vegetarians can have that and figure out how you want to eat it all you want, but those are some plants that I would rather do without, kind of like ticks and things like that.
Yeah, an interesting environment, I bet. I've just heard tales of places like that, Alan. I've never seen the swamps or the, I don't know what you call them, the river bottom. River bottom.
Oh, man, once you've made the mistake and entangled yourself, walked into a big thicket, and you eventually you walk around while you're sweating and trying to hack your way through it, and you look around and realize that it's poison ivy, and yeah, it's not a real good outcome after that. I don't care how much poison ivy stuff you got. You're going to be itching and scratching and be a little miserable for a while.
Hmm.
Once you do that, you know, you tend to look before you just take off into a thicket somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, hey, let me put this link to the spider article into
Hey, when you started reading that, Steve, and you said that they called the law, the authorities, I thought you were going to tell me, it's like, and they sent a SWAT team out, and the dog was shot, and the man and woman were shot, and the spider was released.
Dude, I could be, you know, wait till next year. That's part two. The spider loves you or something. The spider loves you half as good as whatever. I shouldn't be singing. But yeah, I dropped a link to the spider story over there. I'm also going to drop a link that I got for, and this is fun, guys, right? You know, it's republicoftexas.chattango.com. Frank has a online obituary, I guess how you say it, and you can go over there and you can give him messages. And a lot of people have been saying that they miss him. Well, the one thing about Frank, you know, is going to be, well, he existed in nature. He was a person, and he walked around his town, and you and I remember him from whatever we share here at Republic Broadcasting, whatever we share from being in the alternate media. Now, his family, he had, and I don't know anything about his family. I don't profess to know anything about that. Other people do and have. But they see a total different person. And the only reason I know that is because, well, I have a family and they see a different thing. And you guys hear a different, different part of me, right? Because, well, for all intents and purposes, we like to talk about this stuff, right? We're in a different reality, listeners to alternate media. Well, we're interested.
We have to talk about it, Steve. I don't particularly like having to talk about it, but we have to talk about it if you actually see what's happening. And I don't like talking about it.
No. I don't know how I feel about that. But, you know, to carry on. So he has an obituary. And you can go over there and say, yeah, Frank was a great guy. He used to juggle, you know, bowling pins on fire, and he did it really well. So you can write stuff about him. You can write how much you remember him. But I put that out there, the Dignity Memorial thing over at republicoftexas.chattango.com, in case you want to, you can see what Frank looked like. You know, that's kind of interesting. You know, the picture for his memorial was really nice. I had gotten a picture earlier on in the week, and it didn't do him justice whatsoever. But that's okay, you know. Photography is, you know, an art, not, you know, a selfie. Ka-tink. So I was wondering, I'm looking on it, I'm going, there are no trolls, and I'm not saying that there should be trolls, but I'm saying that it'd be interesting if you have anything to say, you know, you like Frank, go over there, sign up, you know, tell him you miss him. I'm going to do that later on. And, but at least they'll see that Frank was loved in a different reality, the reality of Republic Broadcasting. Okay, sorry. I knew we were going to kind of like let that go for a little bit, and Frank would want us to move on to important stuff like massive spiders. And, well, we're all going to die. Stay at home. You know, well, there you go. Hey, Helen, we had a problem this week, you know. The Alamo Master Plan is running into, trouble. And, you know, it says we need to have more leadership involved with the Alamo Master Plan, because it's very important. Folks, if you don't know what the Alamo Master Plan is, if you're outside of Texas, right, we have a place that exists that has grown up after the defenders of the Alamo fought off the Mexicans, you know, when they were breaking away. They weren't really breaking away. They were just protesting, rioting. It was kind of a protest. But now I'm getting lost. Anyways, the San Antonio Alamo had a monument called the Cenotaph. It's been there since, like, for a long dang time. And that chunk of property was managed, the Alamo, the old church, and the Alamo grounds by the Daughters of the Republic of Texas. It was a group of women that took care of the groundskeeping. You know, well, they didn't actually do it. They just said, well, here, we got some money. You cut the lawn. You do the work on the fence, right? And several years ago, the United Nations decided, well, it wasn't the, technically, it's not the United Nations. It's the World Heritage Fund. Decided that it wanted to get its grubby mitts on the Alamo and the people of the government of Texas and the San Antonio government thought that it would be really great to get international tourism, and they decided that they wanted to make it a World Heritage Site. And so with that, it brings renovations, and so now we have to take down the Cenotaph, right, which is a monument that's been there forever. Take it away from the Daughters of the Republic of Texas and give it to a private company. That didn't work too well. The Daughters of the Republic of Texas, the Texans, they, whatever you want to call them, people stood up and said, no, you're not going to do it. Now, the Texas Land Commissioner is the person that's supposed to be in charge of all the Texas lands, which is kind of fascinating because they're not supposed to own land. But that depends on your definition of the law. And I'm not a lawyer, and I don't play one on TV. But that, the Texas Land Commissioner is George P. Bush. P is in peanut head, right? So George Bush is sitting here going, yeah, man, we're going to make new Alamo. Here we go. New Alamo, what's it going to look like? What's going to have a glass wall all around it? It's going to be beautiful, and beautiful people are going to come from everywhere to drink our beautiful wine on top of the bodies that are buried here. No, they're digging out the bodies, and they're throwing them in a waste can or something. I don't know. They've had a bunch of bones, you know, found there because it seems that the Alamo Church it was on top of a Indian, and I'm not a specialist. I don't follow this subject that closely because it well, I don't know. Will it hurt you? Yeah, anything is going to hurt you psychologically. I know two people myself that are so involved with the Save the Alamo thing, right? And they are just 100% focused. Their entire lives are now devoted towards saving the Alamo. Is that a good thing? Is that a healthy thing? Well, I don't know. I'm not one to tell you. It doesn't sound healthy to me because but maybe it's righteous. You know, you're definitely righteous if you want to do it, at least in my eyes. But to sit there 24 hours a day working to restore the Alamo, that's a great selfless act. In itself, I guess, you know, for what means, you know, well, my great-great-great-grandson was one of the defenders at the Alamo. Okay, I got it. You know, devote your whole life to it. Got it. And that's a great holy war. If you want it, you can have it. I don't. Okay. So George P. Bush is looked at right now. Do we have to do another Bush? We do. They're going to come. The Clintons will come. There will be a day we're going to deal with Chelsea Clinton. Well, maybe. I don't know. She's kind of a total doofus. You know, but, hey, whatever. But they're all upset right now, Alan, and that was because there's a person, he's the CEO, Douglas McDonald. It was a surprise announcement that he's not going to renew his contract with the Alamo. Wow. Isn't that terrible? Do you know who this clown is? Douglas McDonald? Any idea?
Can't say that I do.
Okay, when they said that, I went, well, didn't a couple years ago we have a big problem with the government bringing in a consultant? Oh, so I did a couple searches, and here's what I found out. In March 2018, the General Land Office, or George P. Bush, started paying the CEO, Douglas W. McDonald, $2,000 a day to oversee the state-run shrine and the Alamo. $2,000 a day is what they've been making for over 2 years. Wow. Doing what? Governmentum. Wow. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. You know, we were talking about the Alamo and the $2,000 a day that's being spent. It is still being spent by, or given to Douglas W. McDonald. to oversee. I'm an overseer. What does that mean? You know, it doesn't mean squat, right? You know, it means that the daughters of the Republic of Texas are out of the mix, and they're spending way too much money doing nothing. Oh, my God, that's great. Okay. I don't know what else to say about that, really. You know, the fight's going on. Oh, I do know what else to say, and I see we do have Chris near Las Vegas on the line, and I want to get to you, but we might have to roll through the top of the hour, so I'll try to get you on before then. During the COVID wars, right, the last few months, it was after the COVID wars. It was during the Black Hand Gang. Oh, I'm sorry. Wasn't that Black Lives Mattered? Okay, but they are whatever. They have a black hand. They went out and attacked the Alamo and different little patriot groups, if I have to say patriot groups, went out there and they actually stood there all night long with rifles and defended the Alamo against, a bunch of people that wanted to destroy it. Now, there were also San Antonio police officers there, but they're there for show, right? You know, during the occupation of the Black Hand Gang, the Black Lives Matter folks, you know, they burned down things and trash statues, and that was their time, and they failed. You know, the George P. Bush and the Texas Land Commission failed to get the Alamo destroyed. Sure, some graffiti got onto it, but the people weren't having it. And I got to frame it the way I see it, because governments around the United States have been complicit with allowing the destruction of public and private property, you know, because people are, well, got their panties in the wad. They're being rebels. I got it. They don't like, you know, George Washington. They don't like Lincoln. They don't like the Alamo. Why don't they like the Alamo? They don't need to have a reason to do this, right? They're just acting out of, Alan, you want to say something?
And then, you know, Steve, you know, the groups coming out, you know, Ammon Bundy reminded us again yesterday, you know, on Ingrid's show. Ammon Bundy said, you know, I'm sorry to have to say, but, you know, I even saw, you know, once if you get a group together and you try to actually create an organization and organized structure, he said, you know, unfortunately, he said, you know, I even saw this in the Oath Keepers. It was infiltrated, and the initial objectives were basically, you know, are being turned and manipulated. You know, anything that creates any kind of, has any kind of sway, you know, is infiltrated and, you know, and taken over. And you know, the objective's basically changed. You know, it happened with, you know, with you know, all these political groups that have started up.
Yeah. Chris near Las Vegas. Let's bring you on, see what we can get to. How are you, man?
Well, good morning, Steve, Alan, and all those Texicans down there and RPN listeners.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got music here, I guess. Hang on with your thoughts until after the top of the hour.
Sure thing.
I thought I heard music.
All right.
Welcome, Chris. Hang on to the music. That's great. I don't get it. I don't hear it.
I don't hear any music yet. There it comes.
The tree of life is us, my friends.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.